I lean against the doorframe, arms crossed, tapping my foot impatiently. Are you done in there yet? I call out, my voice echoing slightly in the small apartment. Brian's voice, muffled by the bathroom door, replies, I feel really stupid right now. I can't help but smile at his hesitation. Nonsense. You're going to look beautiful. I reassure him, my tone playful yet firm. I've been begging him for weeks to try this, ever since we got married. It's not just about the cross-dressing. It's about pushing boundaries, about seeing him embrace something new for my amusement. Brian's hesitation is adorable, but I know he's perfect for this. He's always been skinny, but his body has this natural hourglass shape that most women would kill for. Broad shoulders, narrow waist, and hips that curve just right. It's almost as if God couldn't decide what he'd be, so he made Brian a little bit of both. I've always thought he'd make a stunning woman, and today, I'm going to prove it. Finally, the bathroom door creaks open, and Brian steps out, his freshly shaven leg peeking from the edge of the door. My eyes trail down to his bikini-clad body, and I can't suppress a grin. You look so sexy, I say, my voice dripping with approval. Brian's cheeks flush, and he avoids my gaze, his hands fidgeting at his sides. You really think so? He asks, his voice uncertain. Absolutely, I reply, stepping closer. Turn around, let me see. He hesitates, then obliges, twirling clumsily. I laugh softly, grabbing his hand and leading him to the bedroom mirror. Look at you, I encourage, positioning him in front of the glass. You are highly, highly passable. Brian rolls his eyes, a gesture that somehow looks oddly effeminate, though I decide not to comment on it. He's been on good behavior, after all. I trace my finger along the edge of his bikini top, my touch light and teasing. Despite being flat-chested, I don't think anyone would notice. People would just think you're an A-cup girl, you know? Brian looks puzzled but flattered. That's good news, I guess. I mean, if we were going out in public. He chuckles nervously, and I feel a twinge of affection mixed with frustration. That nervous laugh of his, it makes me want to kiss him and smack him at the same time.